What is the emergency? How can we help you?
Wizard.
Are you there with him now? When's the last time you saw him or talked to him?
Yesterday, please. Hurry.
Okay. Stay with me on the line, okay? We're already on the way there now. I'm going to give you instructions. Can you wake him up? I'm going to give you instructions. Stay with me on the line, okay? You found him on the bed, on the floor? Listen, so I can help you. The only way we're going to help your friend is if you follow my... Hello, sir? Hello?
At exactly 11:07 p.m. on the 4th of September 2018, 2.5 days or 61.5 hours prior to his death, Mac Miller began a text exchange between himself and his dealer, Cameron Pettit, setting into motion the deal which would, unbeknownst to both of them at the time, eventually result in Mac Miller's death. Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Did you hear back about Addy?
Nah, I couldn't find any.
All good. You don't have any lean, do you? Perks?
I got some dilated twos, but that's about it. I could get yellows and blues, though.
Blues as far as perks?
Yeah, 30s.
When can you get them?
Probably in an hour or two. They're 30 each.
Any chance I could get 10 of those, 10 bars, and a ball?
Yeah, for sure. I'll get back when I'm about to pick them up.
For sure. Could you actually drop them at the studio?
Yeah, where at?
I'm at Conway. Let me send you the address. 655 North Street, Andrews Place.
KK.
Is that far from you?
Not too far. I can make it.
Okay, word. Let me know when you're on the way.
Okay, I will.
What time are you thinking?
Probably 1.
That's for the blues too? Could you come through with the other earlier?
Yeah, that's for all of it. I'm gonna pick them up right now.
Actually, I can wait, lol. Beautiful.
Okay, sweet.
Mac Miller and Cameron Pettit agreed to meet at a Hollywood recording studio with a time set for 1 a.m. However, Cameron Pettit failed to show up at the specified time. After Cameron Pettit's no-show, Mac Miller would text yo yo, then 8 minutes later, where you at, then another text message containing only a question mark, which once again received no response from Cameron Pettit. For this reason, approximately 16 minutes later at 1:12 a.m, Mac Miller would then text Mia Johansson, a friend of Cameron Pettit, exchanging the following messages. Cam is supposed to be pulling up and he ain't answering.
I don't know, hon.
Is there anybody else with the stuff?
I can send some with a girl, lol.
I need a few things.
I have everything, lol.
Snow bars and blue perks?
I have it all.
Do you have the lean too?
No lean, lol, but Adderall too. I have Oxy.
Perks?
I have Norco.
What milligram on Oxy and Norco?
30 milligrams Oxy and 10 milligrams Norco.
So the Oxy a little?
Yes, little blue pill.
Can I get 5 of those, 5 bars and a G of Snow?
Yes. 30 milligrams Oxy is $30 each and $5 each bar. $10 each Norco. They are 10 milligrams. I'll give you the gram for free if you book a girl.
What about 2 Gs?
Deal.
What girls is available?
Carla is ready.
So what would my total be? Send me a picture of the Oxy though. How long would all of this take to arrive?
30 minutes.
I'm at 655 St. Andrews.
With girl.
What's the total of everything else?
5 Oxy, $150. $30 each. 5 bars, $25. $5 each. 5 Norco, $50. $10 each. 10 Addy, $100. $10 each. 2 grams, free, girl, $700. Total, $1,025.
Send through.
South or North St. Andrews?
North.
She's 31 minutes away.
Mac Miller and Mia Johansson agreed that Mia would send the substances with an adult worker by the name of Carla Amador, who was ready to leave and could get to him in about 30 minutes, which they both agreed would be suitable. 15 minutes later, while Carla was on the way over, Cameron Pettit would then answer his phone, stating, "Sorry, I got sidetracked. Coming now." To which Mac would respond, "For sure," meaning that he was now getting a delivery from both Cameron Pettit and Mia Johansson. At 2:25 a.m, approximately 1 hour and 25 minutes after he was supposed to arrive, Pettit would text Mac Miller stating, "Here," and that he was in front of the gate on St. Andrews, confirming that Mac Miller had received the delivery from Cameron Pettit. Approximately 5 minutes later, Carla Amador arrived at the recording studio carrying the substances sent by Mia Johansson, confirmed by another text exchange the following day between Mac Miller and Mia Johansson regarding the payment.
How are you going to send it, hon? Cash App or Venmo? Are you going to send it tonight or tomorrow, hon?
I'll handle it tomorrow.
Okay, hon. Did you want to extend an hour?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. Well, just handle the cash tomorrow.
The following morning, Johansson discovered that Mac Miller had ended up spending 5 hours with Carla instead of the agreed 2 hours, which would also come up in conversation.
5 hours at $600 an hour since you did so many hours.
Prompting a response from Mac, who stated, "I just wanted an extra hour, but I guess I never told her to leave. All of a sudden, it was 7 a.m. I was just working and she was kicking it," which was followed by Mac paying Johansson a total of $3,325, $3,000 for Carla's services, and $325 for the substances she had delivered, concluding the events and exchanges regarding the night of September 4th and the morning of September 5th.
Hi, David. We arrived to a heavy media and police presence here outside of the Studio City home of rapper Mac Miller. And authorities confirm here a death investigation is underway. Air 7 was over the scene when we saw what we believe to be Miller's body being transported into a coroner's van. We've seen investigators walking in and out of the home. And Variety, among other outlets, is reporting Miller, whose real name is Malcolm James McCormick, age 26, died of an apparent overdose.
1.5 days after receiving separate substance deliveries from both Cameron Pettit and Mia Johansson, Mac Miller was found deceased in his Los Angeles home by his personal assistant Sam.
Fans and neighbors leaving flowers, candles, notes on rapper Mac Miller's doorstep. Those close to him struggling with the fact that he is gone at the age of 26.
As the story went public and Cameron Pettit came to the realization that he was potentially in a lot of trouble, he would message someone referred to by the initials PR on Instagram, expressing the fear that he had for his own future.
Hi.
You good?
I am not great.
Talk to me.
Most likely, I'll die in jail.
I've been worried about you all day. Don't say that.
Yeah. Dang it.
What do you mean? You're just paranoid.
Nothing has happened yet, but it might.
Yeah, don't think negatively, okay?
And I'm nervy.
Babe, I don't know. Try not to stress. I feel like it's gonna be okay. It's not your fault.
I'm gonna get off the grid, move to another country. What should my name be?
Are you really? Like, do you honestly think it's that serious? Your name should be Sweet Baby Dang Daddy. Let's move to Stockholm.
Yes. Okay. Maybe. I don't know yet. I'll probably know tomorrow.
Can you please keep me posted? I'm worried about you. Cam.
Yeah.
Seemingly in a state of panic, Cameron Pettit would then message another user referred to by the initials AG, asking if he should post a screenshot of his text message exchange between him and Mac Miller, however concluded that he should probably not post anything just to be smart. However, after only a week, on the 15th of September 2018, Cameron Pettit would post a photo of himself on Instagram, wearing a big old smile on his face as if nothing had ever happened. However, Pettit wouldn't be smiling for long. Authorities came to realize that Mia Johansson, Carla Amador and Cameron Pettit were all involved to some extent, but the tricky part was figuring out who actually sold the substances that eventually led to Mac Miller's OD. On the day of Mac's death, police would find a total of 40 pills in the pocket of a coat jacket that had been hanging in his bathroom closet. Six of these were blue circular pills imprinted with a V on one side and 48/12 on the other side. These were supposed to be prescription oxycodone pills. However, after being tested, they were found to be counterfeit and instead contained fentanyl, a synthetic 50 times stronger than heroin, and it was concluded that Mac Miller would not have died from an overdose but for the fentanyl contained in the pills. Considering Cameron Pettit had stated that he was going to supply the blues in their original text exchange, investigators concluded that Pettit must have been the one who sold the counterfeit pills to Mac Miller. Cameron Pettit had purchased the pills from a 46-year-old man by the name of Stephen Walter, who, prior to selling the pills to Pettit, had a long list of previous convictions on his criminal record. Despite Pettit having purchased the pills from Walter, they were delivered by a 36-year-old man by the name of Ryan Revis, who conveniently moved to Arizona shortly after Mac Miller's passing. All three men were completely aware of the risks in selling the counterfeit pills. One text message exchanged by Ryan Revis read, "People have been dying from fake blues left and right. You better believe law enforcement is using informants and undercover to buy them on the street so they can start putting people in prison for life for selling fake pills." However, this didn't stop any of them from carrying on with the dealing. Less than a month after Cameron Pettit had sold the fatal counterfeit pills to Mac Miller, which he knew resulted in his death, he would buy another batch from his dealer Stephen Walter, continuing to sell them to the public while being fully aware that they would likely result in yet another death. Crazily enough, this would go on for approximately 10 more months until the 4th of September 2019, exactly 1 year to the day of when he first sold the pills to Mac Miller, at which point he, Stephen Walter, and Ryan Revis were all arrested for conspiring to distribute controlled substances resulting in death.
I'm going to end with something you're probably not going to want to hear. So they finally caught the motherfucker that sold him the drugs. The drugs. Yeah!
In response to the three dealers, United States Attorney Nick Hanna would state, "These defendants allegedly continued to sell narcotics after Mr. McCormick's death with full knowledge of the risks their products pose to human life. We will continue to aggressively target drug dealers responsible for the spread of this dangerous chemical." The three men sat in prison for 2 years between September 4th, 2019 and October 27th, 2021, just a few weeks ago depending on when you're watching this, at which point Stephen Walter would be sentenced to 17 years in prison for supplying the counterfeit pills to Cameron Pettit. Both Ryan Revis and Cameron Pettit are yet to be sentenced. However, they both go to trial in March 2022.